Good morning. This year is going to be aired on the 27th day of the Omer. And we're continuing in Klal Hey Simen Aleph. We're skipping the story in the middle. So he continues and he says, Vim Nikshol Balasharnoi, a person by mistake, he said Hashem's name. A person says a bracha and he realizes he already said it. So the law of saying Baruch Shem Kvamach Hazel Olam Boed, the Rambam says, there's an element of a Chilul Hashem involved. You're not taking Hashem's name seriously. That's an element of a Chilul Hashem. So immediately you should try and create some element of Shevach and replacing that with a Kiddush Hashem, with a praising to Hashem. So you say Baruch Shem, and the Rambam says, and this is the language of the Rambam, it should be done immediately. A person shouldn't wait. It is important to point out when putting on tefillin in the morning for Ashkenazim, where they say a bracha l'sharosh all the time, and the minhag is to say baruch shem, a person has to be careful not to say it immediately, because the Ashkenazim hold that the person is supposed to say the bracha. The baruch shem is just like an extra thought. Why not say the baruch shem just in case? But if a person would say it too early, he hasn't finished putting on, so the bracha hasn't been chal yet. The bracha only takes effect when he finishes putting on the tefillin properly. So he puts the shalroish is in the right place, and the knot in the back is in the right place, and the tzuas around the head are not flipped over. And then only then can a person say baruch shem, because he says before that he's making it a bracha l'batolo, because he spoke before he finished the bracha taking effect. So saying baruch shem over there immediately would be actually problematic. But a person said a bracha l'batolo, he says say baruch shem right away. Or yomer adonai mordechai shemcha b'chol oretz, if he says Hashem's name, so he'll say he says Hashem's name. So immediately add Hashem adonai mordechai pasuk in Tehillim mordechai shemcha b'chol oretz. Or a different praise to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem is Gedolah Mehulah Ma'od. In Omer Baruch to Hashem, a person didn't say just Hashem's name, but he said a bracha, and he realized after he says the Hashem's name, Baruch to Hashem, Yisayim Lundayn Chukecho. The Mexican Kerb Pasuk, that's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kufir Tes. So Baruch to Hashem Lundayn Chukecho. So a person should say that Pasuk. So he said, Baruch to Hashem, Selam Deinu Chukecha, Yikvar Omer Elokeinu. He already started saying Elokeinu, Baruch to Hashem Elokeinu. Yisayim Elokei, Yisom Minu Elom, Adu Elom. But Vyomer Gam Kein, Baruch Shem, Kamach Hazel Olam. But he says, a pasuk. He also says, Baruch Shem. He found out that there was some person cannot make up his own Nusach of Baruch, so the only Baruchas which are, that were Nisken by Chazal, or possibly by the Gaonim, the bracha by Hanusen LaYoev Koyach was not Niskan in the Gemara. It was added by the Goinim. So they have the authority to do such a thing, but a person would want to make up something of his own. He loves Kadosh Baruch Hu so much, he wants to say bracha to Hashem, the Baruch Hu made a table. So he loves his table so much. So a person cannot say that in the language of a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shasa et Shulchan Hazeh. A person cannot say something of that sort. That would be asked to do. And we considered actually the whole idea that Chazal can make a bracha is one of his rayas that it cannot be an issa deraisa bracha the bracha levatola. How would Chazal have a right to make a bracha? Because I really see so bracha levatola. The answer is it's not an issa deraisa, but there's an issa derabanan that to make a bracha which is not what Chazal instituted. Have a good morning.